Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to the dust and say, "Turn back, O children of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep men away, they are like a dream, like grass which is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, and as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be manifest to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. These are some of the words from part of Psalm 90, one of the Psalms in the Book of Psalms. And the Book of Psalms it's a very interesting book because it's kind of like a collection of meditations about life. And we believe that many of the Psalms were written by King David when he was a young man. There's a wonderful lecture series on the Psalms. It's put up by Ascension Press. It's called The School of Prayer. It's put together by Jeff Cavins, and it's a real good meditation on all of the Psalms. And the Psalms, the ones that we know of that were written by David when he was a young man, were written when he was in big trouble. And he would write the Psalms, he'd be going through some situation in his life, and he would pray, and he would write down these Psalms. And then those Psalms became part of the prayer of Israel. What some people don't know is that we Catholic priests recite the Psalms throughout the day. It's actually one of our most constant prayer we have every single day. It's part of our ordination promises. And in a way, when I think of the Psalms, I think of all of the Jewish people in the world. They might not know that Catholic priests recite the Psalms all the time. It's a real important part of our life. Well, the Psalms, if you go through the whole book, they take you through a journey. They take you through tough times or happy times, boring times or adventurous times. And what that is it's very much like our life's journey. Our life's journey can be up, it can be down, it can be all over the place. We can go through some really great things or really horrible things, or we can be going through great things and horrible things at the same time. Sometimes life is uneventful, sometimes it is so eventful we wish it were not. And there's something in the Psalms that I just read to you. There's one line here that can really help us to have a foundation in the midst of life's ups and downs and challenges and problems and good things and bad things. These words, if we really live them, will help us to have a certain foundation, a certain strength. It says here, after there's a meditation upon the shortness of life, it says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. And what that means is we have to recognize the shortness of our life and how fragile life is. Now, thinking about death or our own death is something that we don't really want to think about. I think of when I first became a priest, I was 25 years old, and like most priests, I was immediately thrust headlong into facing death all the time in many different situations. Deaths that were understandable and natural of old age, deaths that were accidental or tragic, deaths of the result of violence and all kinds of problems like drug overdose and accidents and all kinds of trouble. And it doesn't get any easier. We might be able to cope with it more naturally for ourselves, but it doesn't get any easier. It's so hard. I don't like to think about death. I wish it was something that we never had to deal with. But death is something that we have to come to terms with. This idea that we number our days, we recognize the shortness of our life. The scripture says it'll lead us to wisdom of heart. You know, many of the saints have told us in their teaching that if we think about our death, if we think about how short our life is, it's actually going to help us in our relationship to God and our relationship to others. Well, how does thinking about the shortness of our life gain us wisdom? Well, I think in two key ways. Number one, it makes us become aware that we're going to be judged by Christ. Jesus Christ is the judge of the living and the dead. He will judge us, and we cannot fool him. He is very merciful and he loves us, but we can't really take a dishonorable advantage of that. We have to try to live by his commandments. This awareness that we're all going to be judged by Christ at a time that we probably don't expect should put upon us a sense of responsibility that we have to live the gospel, that we have to live by the law of the Lord. Otherwise, if we don't believe we're going to be judged by the Lord Jesus or ever judged, then we'll feel like we can do anything we want. We'll feel like we can ignore the law of God. We can try to change it. We can just try to make sure no one hears about it. And that's no good. We are going to be judged by Christ, every one of us, whether we believe it or not, sooner rather than later. Because when it comes to the point of the end of this life's journey, it's going to seem like it's very soon. There are people who are in their 80s and 90s and even in their hundreds who can't fathom how quickly their life went by. Someone could live to be 100 years old, but it goes by so quickly. It really does. My mentor in the priesthood used to say that in this world, we live for about 1 hour, and then we go back to God. And he died when he was 92 years old, Father Jim Flanagan. He used to say this life was like 1 hour. It goes by so quickly. That awareness will help us to realize we've got to live the gospel. We've got to follow the Lord Jesus. If we have to repent, we can do that. We have to begin again in this path of being his disciples. The other thing that this awareness of the shortness of life can do for us and kind of help us to gain us wisdom is it can inspire us to do more good things for others, to love people more. I think one of the pains of death is when someone we know dies, we almost feel a sense of guilt or a sense of regret. Not simply that they're gone, but we start to look at our lives and say, boy, we could have loved them more. We could have been more forgiving to them, more peaceful to them. We could have been less critical of them. We could have visited them more often. And I think that's a natural reaction. We may not have a guilt, objectively speaking, but we feel it. I have a good friend of mine who died in July of this year, and I knew he was coming near to the end of his life, but his death kind of caught me by surprise, and I really loved him. He was a good friend of mine, and upon his death, I felt a sense of regret. I kind of started to almost beat myself up. I was like, man, I could have visited him the day before or a week before. I could have seen him more often, more regularly. And that's just the way it is. There's really no way around that. You just have to accept that possibility. But you know, it's not such a bad thing to feel that regret, because it can inspire us to learn from it. It can inspire us to love others more. When we think about how short not only our lives are, but the lives of everybody we know, it really can move us to make the best of our time, to use our time wisely, to love others, to be good to them at all times, to appreciate them and be thankful to them. There's a great book by Thomas A. Kempis called The Imitation of Christ, and he says in this book something like, the kind of person you want to be on your deathbed, at the end of your life, be that kind of person today. Be that kind of person today. If we want to be remembered as someone who loved others, well, we got to love people today. If we want to be remembered as someone who did not love others, well, we can work at that too, but it's not good. When you think about the shortness of life, it helps to put your priorities straight and see what's truly important. We want to be the best kinds of people that we can be. And living the gospel and loving one another is the most important priority to have. So brothers and sisters, whenever we think of this enemy of ours called death, even though it's so hard to think about it, let us try to allow that awareness to move us to that wisdom that helps us to see the importance of living the gospel and of using our time well. God bless you.